I'm delighted to be joined this morning by Vige from the Brass Funkies, that well-known jazz band who are going to be kicking off the Cambridge Jazz Festival tonight at the Cambridge Junction. How are you today, Vige?
I'm good, thanks, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. So you formed in Cambridge, didn't you, I believe, about 11 years ago?
That's right, yeah, about 11 years ago, just over, we were all at uni together, and after a slightly inebriated night, one of the guys went onto eBay and bought a sousaphone, which is it's like a tuba, but it wraps around your body, so you can wear it whilst you're playing. And it turned up unexpectedly, and then we thought, well, we've got to form this band that we've always wanted to form. And
well, if you've got the instrument, I'm afraid you've just got to form a band.
Exactly.
Really.
Yeah.
I get you there. So where did you take it from there? I take it you all played at that point.
That's right. Yeah, we were all kind of musical colleagues in various different outfits, and we always kind of, as being brass players, we just had this affinity to the music of New Orleans and the kind of marching bands that have come out of there. We were really in love with bands like the Hot Eight and, you know, that classic New Orleans sound. And so we really modelled ourselves on that. So for the first couple of years, we were really sort of taking all of our dues from their music. And then over the course of the past few years, you know, we all moved to London, and we're all kind of active on the London jazz scene and various other scenes. You know, one of the guys is in a punk band as well, and some of us some rock and ska and reggae and different things. So we've kind of, we've got 9 composers who all kind of bring their own thing to the band, but, you know, we try and pay homage to New Orleans still in the sound.
Oh, that's fantastic. And how were your first gigs when you started off in Cambridge? What were they like? Were they slightly terrifying?
They were terrifying, yeah, because as a band, we've got 7 brass players. So 3 trumpets, 2 trombones, a saxophone, and the sousaphone, this tuba-type instrument. And then we have 2 drummers behind us. So you don't have the comfort blanket of a chord instrument like a guitar or keyboard or anything. We have to provide all the sound ourselves. So it's a very different thing as a brass player, because we do these sort of high octane 75-minute sets, and you don't stop playing, and you don't stop playing loud for the whole thing. It's a very like visceral experience of, you know, we're all in it together type thing. And it's a totally different way of playing. And I think our first ever gig was at La Raza, and we got 20 minutes into the first set that we were being booked by a guy called Miles Sanko, who has a soul band these days as well. And we basically, our lips went, and we ran out of stamina. So we called the break after 20 minutes, and he came over to me in the back and said, "Oh, just to let you know, you only played 20 minutes. You're gonna do an hour next." And we kind of looked at each other, and it kind of grew from there. Then I had to sort of get on the mic and do lots of silly things, lots of crowd interaction, just to play for time. And the kind of ethos of the band sort of grew out of that. Like, we play music that we think is pretty serious, you know, creative, original music, but we don't take ourselves too seriously on stage.
Yeah, and that's what it looks like, because I'm looking at you on YouTube and places like that, and I'm pretty sure I have seen you before, actually. And it does look really colourful, lively and fun.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's fun music, it's lively, it's a spectacle, you know, having going to a venue and seeing that many brass players pointing brass instruments at you and playing them hard is something. Yeah, it's we love it, and it's you know, we've been doing it for so long now, so we know each other inside out, and that's kind of part of the show for us as well, is having fun, like, with our mates, really.
I can imagine. And are you all doing this professionally now?
That's right, yeah. So we've all kind of migrated down to London as a band, and as we've kind of gone through, we've picked up a few other musicians from London. So it's maybe about half the band now is newer faces, but yeah, all professionals. But we do have a couple of part-time musicians. One's a doctor, one's a paramedic, who kind of went those ways, but we still drag them back in to come in there. Come make noise with us.
Fantastic. I mean, it's really, really nice to hear that people are out doing stuff like that and having great fun with it as well. So the Cambridge Jazz Festival, how pleased are you to be invited to come and play there?
Yeah, you know, it's a really special thing, the Cambridge Jazz Festival. You know, it's been a couple of years coming back, you know, after the being like everyone being in the great wilderness that was the arts scene for over the past couple of years. But you know, we're really excited that it's back. It's something that we're very fond of because it gave us some of our early opportunities, and we've always come back and we've always done things with the festival just because we absolutely love it. You know, it really champions the local music scene that we were a part of and is, you know, is quite special to us. So there's tons of stuff going on, but you know, it's an absolute privilege for us to be opening it this year and playing Junction One, which is a venue we haven't actually played at before, so we're pretty excited
Oh,
about that.
well, you've played some exciting venues in your time, though, haven't you? Actually, I see that you've played at Glastonbury, Boomtown, Wilderness, Lost Village, the North Sea Jazz Festival, and Ronnie Scott's. Lots of amazing venues.
Yeah, that's right. You know, in the summer we're off doing the festival circuit, and we've had the chance to play on some really big stages to big crowds, which we absolutely love doing. But we also love playing small gigs as well. So yeah, you know, we did a main show last year at Ronnie Scott's, which was again quite a special one for us because that's a bit of a mecca, you know, in the jazz scene. But you know, we equally love getting into little sweaty clubs up and down the country and playing very bouncy music. So it's nice, you know, as the band we can do all kinds of things, and we get to do all kinds of things. Even sometimes we'll still play street gigs as well and outdoor gigs, just because
Oh,
we
great.
love that kind of immediacy with like not being on a stage and being kind of, yeah, eyeball to eyeball with
Out
people, as it
there.
were.
Yeah, and
Yeah, yeah,
very
yeah.
New Orleans-like as well,
Right,
actually.
that's it. You know, it's for us, it's about, you know, paying, as I said before, paying homage, you know, tipping our hat to this amazing sound that really kicked us off, but doing it in our own way.
I remember about 25 years ago being in Miami and seeing a marching band for the first time, and I was just blown away. I thought they were just amazing. Just quite a spectacle, really.
It is, you know, everything about it. It's fun, it's raucous, it's colourful, it's vibrant. There's so much about that music that we love and we love sharing with people.
So you're playing tonight at the Cambridge Junction at the
That's
J1.
right. Yeah.
Tickets £12 in advance, and
Yes.
the doors are open at 7 o'clock. I dare say it's going to be absolutely packed out. I think you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, we can't wait. You know, we try and get back to Cambridge to play a show once a year because we, you know, we have a nice fan base here, and we love coming back and playing. So it's, as I said, yeah, we can't wait. And it's, as I said, it's kicking off the jazz festival. And for those people who aren't able to make it tonight, definitely go and check out the Jazz Festival website because there's absolutely tons of stuff happening over the next few weeks. Some real world-class musicians coming into the town. It's an amazing opportunity to get out to something.
Well, it's been great speaking to you, and I dare say you'll be looking forward to coming to your old stomping ground this evening and maybe catching up with some friends.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we're really excited about it, and yeah, it's going to be a special night for us, really.
And we've got some music of yours coming up just after the travel, so we'll be looking forward to hearing that then. Thank you very
Wonderful.
much, Vij Prakash.
Great.
Thank
Thanks
you.
for having me, Linda.